Hello, Pedro. It's Bob.
Hey, Bob.
I'm in a room of somewhere of 20 people of various ages and dispositions and backgrounds. So,
hello, everybody.
Yes. Pedro is the voice of Nation of Poetry, a spectacularly successful performance poet, teacher, graduate of Eckert College in St. Pete.
Hey, Pedro. My name's Megan Voller, and I write for Creative Loafing in Tampa. Are you going to continue to collaborate with people using the technology, like the internet?
Absolutely. I mean, that's my main thing as an artist is to, you know, I don't believe that you can be an artist alone. I know there's people that are, you know, recluse type people and do their thing on the cut and then like bring it out to light. But for me, I thrive off of collaborations with other artists. I think that's how I feed my creative voice, is by constantly surrounding myself. So yeah, I'm absolutely going to be trying to work on as many projects as I can from over there. Also, because of my residency status in the United States, I have to constantly keep traveling back and forth to the United States. So hopefully, you know, every trip that I make, I can make productive as well.
Now, is there a way that we can be here and still keep up with what you're working on? Do you have a website or anything like that?
Yeah, absolutely. Nationofpoetry.com. That's my website. I'm the president. That's the organization that I started a few years back.
Hello, Pedro. This is Noah Krell. We had collaborated on some of Bob Baranczyk's projects. Rumor has it that you're moving out of the U.S.?
Yes.
What is the scene like? Like visual arts or... You know, performance.
There's a lot of art there. It's just kind of sub-level. And basically what I'm trying to do over there is to get the theme to come out from the underground. And, you know, because Nicaragua is known for poetry. It's known for that. It's known for its art.
Yep.
So hopefully I'll be able to, you know, delve right in and get some things stirred up. The town I live that we're moving to, actually... It's really a sweet town. It's a little surfer town. It's full of artists, so it's very alive, comparatively.
Hi, Pedro.
Hey.
Hello. Mucho gusto, señor.
Mucho gusto.
My name is Abraham Peck. I teach at the University of Southern Maine. I have two questions for you. In terms of art and in terms of, you know, the creative atmosphere, is there a relationship to the, you know, the situation with regards to politics in Nicaragua? You know, the legacy of the Sandinistas, and
right.
Is that affecting the ability of art to flourish or not to flourish?
Actually, not right now. It's not really. There's a lot of people hesitant with the Sandinistas in office, but I don't think it's really stopping a lot. As a matter of fact, throughout Nicaragua's history, most art has thrived. When we've been in political situations that have been a little shisty. So if anything were to go down with the Sandinista regime right now, actually I would see the opposite. I would see an emergence of art as a response. You know, Nicaragua was very quick to respond. Just a couple months ago, the entire country boycotted gasoline for 2 weeks, and the economy just shut down. They lowered prices for like $1.50.
I think we're going to follow your path.
So, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, movement and change and, you know, forward progress. And I think that there will be artists emerging, especially because of the uncertainty of the times.
Thank you, Pedro.
Thank you. And you guys take care. I'm glad, you know, I got a chance to speak with some of you guys. Check out Nation of Poetry. And if anybody wants to reach me, you can find me under the contact there. I'm the president.